Hi girls, I hope you're having an amazing day today. Welcome back to a new episode of the Creative Purpose Podcast. Today we are going to be talking about a topic that it's not controversial, but probably a little bit, I don't know, difficult to swallow sometimes. And this is called customer drama to make things spicier. So this is how I named this episode. But first, I wanted to apologize for the past two episodes where the audio is a little bit bad, like it's bad quality. And it was because the day I had to record, I had some issues with my microphone, not the microphone that I used to record, but the one of my computer, like the platform where I record, the program where I record the episodes. And it wasn't opening, and I had just a small window of time to record, so I had to think quick, and I just recorded with a platform, an online platform, and then I downloaded the episodes, and then I realized on days later when I had to edit, I realized the audio was very bad, so I tried fixing it many times. I downloaded a program to fix the audio. So I know that the audio is not very good quality, but the episodes came out so good, like the things I was recording in the episodes came out so good that I didn't want to record again. And so I hope you that you could listen to the episodes, even if the quality wasn't very good. I hope you could get the tips, understand the tips, and that you have enjoyed the past two episodes. And hopefully this one will come better than those ones. Now I'm recording again with the platform, the program that I was using, so I hope everything is working well. And yeah, I think everything is going to be fine with this one. So now let's get into the topic once again. And this is called customer drama, as I said before, but to make things spicier, because we all face these kind of issues. I think that if you have a business, if you have an online platform, a social media, and you post things there, or even if you have a physical business, you may experience customer drama. And this is not something that I'm saying just to scare you. It's not something that doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. I think every business has had customer drama. So when we decide to start a business, there is one thing that we need to bear in mind from the beginning, as I said before, and that is that we will have to deal with some customer drama from time to time. It's not nice. It feels scary. It may make you get angry, frustrated, and probably might also make you cry and feel anxious. But most importantly, it makes your skin get thicker. And this is something that I've always hated listening to. I hated listening to people referring to their experience in relation to hard to swallow criticism and saying that these things make your skin get thicker, or that at some point in your journey your skin got so thick that now every comment, everything that you receive from others, you don't even care about them. I always hated listening to that because I always thought, why do we need to face these kinds of issues to get tougher at life? I am a very sensitive person, and I hate knowing that in order to get used to something, you need to go through this thing over and over again, especially if it's something that you don't really want to experience, not even once. So, well, as a creative person who creates content, products, courses, and I'm also trying to publish books, sadly, I realized that my skin would have to go through the discomfort of receiving comments, reviews, and messages that I would very much prefer not to receive at all. So if you are a highly sensitive person, just like me, you may have the same thoughts that I had. Things like, but I don't want to know someone hates my art. I would rather not read a bad review. I would hate to realize something I did was not good enough. And many other things that you may think of. So I'm here to tell you that this is something exceptionally hard to avoid. Sadly, it's something that you will have to experience, not because you have to experience, but because it's very unlikely that you will never experience something like this. Even if what you do is 100% perfect, there will always be someone who either doesn't agree with you or that expects too much out of you. And sometimes there are customers that really expect too much of the seller or too much of the coach or too much of the service that you are providing. But I'm also here to tell you that those people are not very important in the equation of your work. And with this, I mean that if more than 50% of your customers, for example, or clients are unsatisfied, then of course you should try to reach out to them and understand what you may be doing wrong. But if these unsatisfied clients slash customers are just a few, then they probably are not compatible with you and your work, or they didn't understand what your thing was about, or they were having a bad day, maybe even the three options at the same time, or a couple of them. But the thing is that sometimes if you are having a lot of good customers and one day you receive a bad review or a person that is very like creating drama around your product or around you as a seller or as a business owner or as a content creator, then one of the three reasons that I mentioned is probable to happen. Like maybe they are just not compatible to you. Maybe they didn't understand what they were buying before they bought, or maybe they were just having a bad day. Maybe they fought with a person, or they were yelled at their own work, or they had a financial issue, whatever it is. Maybe they are having just a bad day, they are sick, ill, something like that. And they feel entitled, in the wrong way, but entitled to tell you things that you don't deserve to hear. And sometimes we really take things personally, especially when it has to do with our own job, when it has to do with our own creations. We feel like this person is attacking us in a personal way, when sometimes it doesn't have to do with that. I'm addressing this topic because I feel like sometimes some entrepreneurs or content creators only show the great customers they have had, which is great. Maybe this is an attempt to be more positive around their business or whatever reason they have to do this, but their bad part here is that they leave aside this big important portion of having a business, which is dealing with some customer drama that, like it or not, it's going to happen from time to time. So I want to share with you now a recent experience where I had a customer drama situation, and this is the situation that gave me the idea of talking about this topic once again. I think I've talked to you about this in other episodes, but I try to take into account other aspects like receiving bad reviews, for example, or people asking for refunds. But this time I had all the mixture in one bowl. And so this is my experience. I hope you don't feel like I'm trying to give you some scary feelings towards being an entrepreneur. I'm just trying to acknowledge that these things happen, and I want to share with you how I managed this situation so that if you have the same experience, you can maybe try to manage it in a similar way, or maybe in a different way, but that you have now the tools to deal with things that are out of your control and that sometimes may feel like personal attack, but it's something that needs to be managed. So The moment that I've been nervously waiting for since day one as an entrepreneur finally arrived. And I received my first one-star review after a little bit more than 4 years in business. So as you know, I've received 4-star reviews, 3-star reviews, 2-star reviews, but I told you, I know that one day I will receive a 1-star review. I know, not because I think my product sucked or that I'm not a good seller or that my story is not good enough, but because I'm sure that one day one person will come, will buy something from me, and then will think my thing was useless or that it was overpriced. So I knew that eventually I would receive my 1-star review, and it happened. So some days ago, some weeks ago, I had this experience and I want to tell you about it. So I tried to prepare myself for this moment because I knew that it would eventually come. Nevertheless, the moment I read this review for the first time, it took me some minutes to process it. So even though I knew that this moment would arrive one day, the moment it happened, I had to process it for some minutes. I was like in not shock, but I was like, oh my God, it actually happened. So I tend to take things too personally, as I said before, and I had to make an effort to see this with an objective point of view. So I followed my advice from some episodes ago. I think it was on the last season probably of the podcast. And I tried to analyze the review. So what was the problem this person experienced? Is there anything that I can do about it? In this case, at least, I realized there was nothing that I could do to help this person more than what I already did for her. So to put you in context, my first encounter with this customer was harsh because I made a sale and I got very excited. So this person bought a course from me. So I sent her a message welcoming her to my program and telling her that if she had any issue, I would be there to help her. And then I checked a couple of times to see if she had answered, and she hadn't replied to the message. So I continued with my day and worked on different projects. That day I was having it was like a hard day for me, not because something bad was happening, but because I didn't have energy. I was like in a very weird mood where I didn't want to do anything. I just wanted to lay on bed, but I pushed myself to work at something at least and work on my different projects. So I stopped checking my email for a couple of hours. I tried to take this day easier. So instead of working a lot and checking my phone every single minute, I kept on the computer, finished some things, and then I decided to relax and watch a TV show, work out a little bit. And the thing is that at some point, I decided to grab my phone and check my email, which is something that I tend to do every single hour of the day. But that day I didn't do it because I didn't feel like it. So the thing is, I grabbed my phone only to come back to 2 angry messages from this customer asking me for a refund because she couldn't download my product from Etsy. I totally freaked out and immediately reached out to her as soon as I saw her messages. Like, I really wanted to help her. I was in shock because the first thing I knew in the morning was that she purchased this thing from me, and I sent her a welcome message telling her that if she had any issue, I would help her as soon as I saw the message. And the next thing I was seeing was she asking me for refunds because I wasn't helping her, but I wasn't seeing the message. That's the thing. So I told her that I could totally help her download her purchase in a different way, because people need to download their purchases on Etsy. So they purchase from you and they get access to the download items, or the items to download in Etsy. But Etsy also sends them a message on their email telling them you can download your things. And so the thing was that she couldn't download them. And she was telling me that I wasn't providing her with the things she bought from me. So I freaked out because that's not like my part of the business is to sell the thing. But of course, it was her not being able to download the thing from Etsy. So I decided to detail a step-to-step process where she could access my program in a different way. And then I just waited for her to reply. I want to be honest with you, I was very, very anxious at this point. So I spent hours looking at my phone non-stop in case she would answer in a demanding way again. And in case she did that, I would be immediately able to reply to her and help her more. The thing is, she never replied, and then some hours later, I figured out that she had downloaded everything from Etsy and that she had joined my course. So that was it for that day. She never replied. She never said thank you for your help or anything like that. She just joined my course. And that was some weeks ago, but the story didn't finish there because unfortunately, some days ago, I was checking Etsy like a normal day and realized that I had this one-star review from her. I leave the details aside from this review, but the point here is that I soon understood something. She was just a customer drama for me. So the message that she sent to me was a little bit like telling me that I was scamming her, like my product was fake, like I was stealing from her. So what I want to say here is that there are some amazing, lovely customers that are fans of your work and that will spread support in every word they type to you. There are some customers, the majority I think, that are pretty objective, and even if they make a mistake in the purchase or if they do not feel fully satisfied with the purchase, they see things from a balanced perspective and leave a nice feedback and constructive criticism. But then there are the least favorite kind of customers or audience, and these are the drama total ones. It feels as if you are obligating them to purchase from you. It's like they buy in an angry mood and then spread all their grumpiness into you just because. And other times they make their desperation all about you. If they cannot download something, it's your fault. If they paid more by mistake, it's your fault. If they bought something they didn't want, it's your fault. Everything is your fault, and consequently, they will absolutely remember to leave a bad review because you, the business owner, made things wrong. And of course, this is not true. If you have nice customers, if people thank you for the products you create, if your content is being binged by some people and people always comment you nice things, and suddenly one person gets to the comment section of your video, of your post, or they write a very angry review, in most cases, it's not your fault. Maybe they didn't read the thing. Maybe they just purchased without knowing. I have an example I want to share with you later in the episode that it has a lot to do with this, but it was me as the customer in this situation. So before that, I'm not saying that all bad reviews belong to a bad customer. There are some very valid reasons why a customer is leaving a bad review. Maybe the one-star review I received is also pretty valid. The thing is, sometimes there are customers that start with the wrong foot when stepping into your physical or digital store. And of course, the experience can improve, but in some cases, that doesn't happen. Sacrificing your mental health and over-delivering to a person that decided that they didn't like your thing from the very first moment is totally unnecessary. Trying to come up with extra bonuses, extra help, extra coupon codes won't serve anything with a person that is not supposed to be there. in your digital or physical space. So letting go seems to be the most mature and healing experience then. And if you are going through a tough experience with your customer or client, or maybe if your customer or client is just a difficult one, and maybe they don't want to pay, or they give you bad reviews, or criticize what you do, and talks to you in a bad manner, I recommend you to, one, breathe deeply, and then reach out to this person and politely ask what would have made the buying experience better for them in relation to your course, to your product. So maybe if this person is kinder than before, you could receive some constructive feedback that could help you improve your business, or in the best case scenario, they could change their minds and update their reviews. And this is something that you can do on Etsy, for example. So if someone leaves you a bad review, then they could change it if you help them. But it's not something that every customer does. Not every customer gives you a very good review after they wrote a bad review. So it's something that depends on each person. But I want to tell you that in my case, I decided to leave things as they were. I didn't want to push more into this person, more of my effort, more of my energy, trying to help this person over and over and over again when she wasn't even kind enough to ask me, hey, I know this course is about this, but I'm not receiving this. Or even tell me, this course included videos, but I can't see the videos. She never said that. This is something that I inferred later on, but she never told me that she expected to see videos. So the thing here is that you need to calm down and try to analyze if this customer really is asking you help. And in that case, of course, you need to provide help to your customer in order for them to be able to get the products that they purchase from you. But if they are just being mean and talking to you in a bad manner, or asking for refunds out of nowhere. Like, for example, this customer was asking me for refunds before asking me for the help. So this person wanted me to refund her because she couldn't download something, instead of asking me, hey, I can't download this, can you help me? Instead of that, she immediately wanted a refund. So those things happen, but you need to get calm. You need to really analyze what this person wants from you. And if you can help them, of course, they are your customers, take care of them. This is something that I told you in a previous episode, which is taking care of new and old customers. So of course you need to take care of customers, but if what they are asking or what they are demanding, it's out of your control or it's out of your policies. If, for example, you have a policy of not refund and you state in every product in the description or in the listing images, you state that you are not going to provide refunds, and this person is asking you for a refund with not a good reason to ask you for this, then you are not supposed to give them back. Now, if you think this product is not really helping this person and I prefer to give them the refund, that's also totally fine. I've done that in the past. I've given refunds to people when they give me valid reasons. Like, for example, one time a customer told me she couldn't understand my accent in a course that I had and she wanted a refund because she couldn't really understand what I was saying. And in that case, I gave her the refund, because I didn't want to punish her for buying my course and then not understanding my accent. So I just gave her the refund. But in other cases, I always say, I have a policy of not refund. So if you want a refund, please give me like a valid reason why I need to give you a refund, especially because I sell digital items. So people can download the items and then get away with them and ask me for a refund. And I always say this is not fair for me. So if you really want a refund, I want a valid reason why you want it. So you can do the same. You can even try to state in your description, in your image listing, everywhere you can, that this product is not refundable. So if they don't get it for any reason, you are not going to refund them. Now there are some platforms that allow you to keep the money and at the same time they refund the customer if, for example, you shipped the product to a different country and the person never received the product and that was not your fault and that was sent also the fault of the customer. So these platforms, I think Etsy is doing this, they provide the refund to the customer but they also give you the money to you because it wasn't your fault. So that's if in relation to refunds, but if, for example, someone gave you a bad review, then try to answer to them. If you're going to answer to them in public, I recommend you to do it with a cold mind, like trying to sound very polite, like you are taking care of them or like you are sad that they had this bad experience with your product. Maybe you can also give them a tip, but never show yourself as an angry seller. Like, no, this review you suck, never come back to my store, or you have the fault of everything, because this will only make you look like an aggressive person in front of future potential clients. And then people will be a little bit scared of you. I also want to recommend you to not think too much about changing this customer's word decision, review or comment. Because wasting too much time and energy into a person that never really wanted to have a nice relationship with you will only frustrate you if they are not willing to be polite with you. So, also, there is something we as content creators or business owners need to remember, and that is that there's a chance that this drama customer is right at something. Even if we think our product is fantastic, our funnels are cool, and the paying experience is smooth, maybe the reality differs a little bit from that, and that's why analyzing the comment or review from our customer is crucial. And it is the first thing that I recommend you to do when facing these difficult situations. Because yes, there are very bad customers, as I said before, but there are also very nice customers that truly had a problem with your product and your product is not working. And that can happen. That is possible. So you need to be very analytical at this point instead of taking things too personally and replying in a angry manner. Try to always be analytical, try to really reflect about the review, about the comment, and then reply with a cold mind, as I said before. So my experience, this is very, very quick. My experience was as a customer that I wanted to purchase a book from Hamilton, the musical. So I wanted to give my boyfriend a Hamilton book, and this book, it was at that point very expensive in that moment, was very expensive for me, but I really wanted to give this as a gift to him. So I decided to go to a website of my country where you can purchase books. And I wanted to buy this book from Amazon, but it was this website that made all the arrangement and they purchased first the book from Amazon and then they would send it to me. So I was like checking the different book editions and I found one that was very, very cheap. It was cheaper than the other ones. It was like half the price. And I said, this is great. This is amazing. I will get it right away. And I didn't read like the details. Like I read something, but then I didn't read the rest. So I purchased this book. So then I waited a couple of weeks and one day I received the mail and the book that I was receiving was like just the box was very small and I was very confused because the book is big, it's a big book and the one I was receiving was very small. Was like not even half the size, it was even smaller than half the size of the book. And I was very confused when I received this. And then I opened it and I realized that it wasn't the book. It was like a couple of CDs. So it was like the audible version of the book. I was angry because they were sending me something that wasn't what I paid for. So I immediately went to this website and I read again the thing I bought. And in a tiny space, I realized it said like format and it said CD. And when I purchased that, I didn't pay attention to that area of the description of the product. So then I realized it was my fault. It was my fault for not reading. It was my fault for not like understanding what the product was. So in that case, I can understand that from the point of view of a customer, sometimes we pay things we don't know exactly what they are. And we think like we know what the product is about until we receive it. And this happens also with websites like AliExpress and Shein, I think, where we purchase things like clothes or different items and we think they are bigger or smaller than what we really are. And when we receive this thing, we realize that the size is different, the color is different, things are different, and it's because we don't pay attention to reviews, also reviews from other customers or the pictures that other customers upload about the product, and or maybe we didn't read and instead of paying for the red one we bought the green one. So sometimes it's the fault of customers, and I'm sure that maybe you have also experienced this as a customer. So if you are a seller, also pay attention to that. Maybe the customer thought they were buying something different, or maybe what you wrote in the description of your product wasn't very descriptive of the product itself. So the person made a mistake of buying because they thought they were buying something different. Now, if only one person experiences this and, I don't know, 10 other people never give you bad reviews about this product and they love it, then it's the person's fault probably. Maybe you can try to specify more in the description of your product or on the name of your product in case someone else experiences something like this. But if most of your customers don't have any issue, then of course it's the other customer's experience. But if you realize that many customers are having the same issue, then it's not your fault, but it's the fault of the product itself. So there's something wrong with the process of getting the product, or with the process of paying, or maybe the description is not very accurate, or maybe the images are not very accurate. So try to think on that. Now, this customer gave me the idea of changing the images of my Etsy listing and being more clear with what people will get, because I truly don't want more people to experience these kind of issues with my products. So of course I will make things clearer than before, and this is something that I will do. But if you think your product needs to change in something, or if you need to be clearer with something, I recommend you to also take that into account. So after all it's said and done, especially if there is nothing else that you can do at your end, trying to grieve this sad experience may give you back your peace of mind. So I recommend you to rest, relax, listen to your favorite music, read, and disconnect for a while from your phone. So give yourself the space that you need to heal, because even if this wasn't a traumatic experience for you, even if the customer wasn't very mean at you, sometimes these experiences also, if you are a very sensitive, highly sensitive person, it may make you hurt a little bit. So give yourself the space you need to heal, even if your brain is pushing you to continue with your schedule as soon as possible. Remember that every relationship has an impact on our feelings, and for better or for worse, our customers and us also have a sort of relationship, even if it's just a commercial one. And depending on how we manage our emotions, some of us may feel utterly sad after experiencing some customer drama. So if right now you're feeling devastated because someone made a bad comment about something you did, maybe it was a post, a video, a product, a course, whatever it was, sometimes, or maybe right now, you may feel devastated. And if this is your case, I want to recommend you to get out of your phone, like help the customer. But as soon as you helped the customer, as soon as you understood the situation and managed things in your store or in your content, or after replying to this customer, give yourself the space to heal, give yourself the space to grieve this sad experience that you had, and relax, listen to music that make you feel lighter, read a book that you love, do something that makes you feel better. Maybe treat yourself with some nice coffee, with a pastry or something, because sometimes the little things we do in the day make us feel a little bit better in relation to a bad experience we had. And also, maybe you can take a nap, you can just relax, meditate, do a tapping session, whatever it is for you that makes you feel right again. But also don't forget to take some action. If you need to take it, if you need to answer to the person, take action, of course, as soon as you can. But also give yourself the space to heal, because of course, when someone attacks you or tells you a bad comment about something you did, it's always a little bit hurtful. Maybe if you are not a very high, if you are not a sensitive person, it won't be hurtful for you. But if you are sensitive, if these kind of issues really affect you, give yourself the time to process it, to feel the feelings, to cry if you need to cry, to get angry if you need to get angry. But when you talk with a customer, try to do it in a calm way, solve the problem, and then get out of that. If you cannot solve more things for this person, if the issue is out of your control, then there are two things you can do. One, refund the customer, or two, don't refund the customer and wait for their bad review. If it's coming, if the person is kind enough, they won't give you a bad review. They'll understand the mistake was theirs and not yours. And that's it. So this is all for this episode. I hope it was useful for you. I hope that my experience was kind of useful, was interesting, and that now you can give yourself the space to process things better and to manage things better. I hope you have a beautiful day ahead, and I'll see you in a future episode. Bye!